In the affluent lakeside community of Thunder Bay, high school student Erica Ricca Fain develops an intense fascination with Michael Crist, her friend Trevor's older brother. While Trevor shows clear romantic interest, Ricca's attention is captured by Michael and his influential friend group, Will, Kai, and Damon, known locally as the Four Horsemen. Her curiosity leads her to observe their clandestine activities one evening, where she discovers their role as unofficial community watchdogs. Rather than being deterred, this revelation only deepens her interest in their world. At a local youth gathering spot called Styx, Michael takes an unconventional approach when Ricca faces confrontation. Instead of direct intervention, he guides her towards self-empowerment while maintaining a protective presence, a pivotal moment that helps her discover her own strength. During a subsequent meaningful conversation at St. Killian's Cathedral, Michael expresses their shared perspective. "We both aspire to break free from conventional expectations." This acknowledgement of their mutual desire for authenticity and independence creates a profound connection between them, despite societal barriers. The revised version maintains the core narrative while using more neutral language and focusing on themes of personal growth, independence, and social dynamics. It preserves the emotional intensity while being more suitable for audio presentation. 3 years later, Ricca leaves Thunder Bay for Meridian City. At her farewell party, she encounters Michael, now a commanding presence in a tailored suit, his basketball success evident. Their charged glance exchanges years of unspoken accusations. That night, she finds a Damascus blade on her pillow with a note, "Some debts can only be paid in blood." In Meridian City, Rika's luxury penthouse becomes both sanctuary and cage. Her independence crumbles upon discovering Michael lives directly above her. "Still playing at rebellion, little monster?" he taunts. Unknown to Ricca, every aspect of her new life has been orchestrated by Michael and his friends, who believe her testimony caused their wrongful imprisonment. Prison has transformed the Four Horsemen. Damon erupts into unpredictable violence. Will numbs himself with whiskey. Kai rarely speaks and avoids touch, while Michael maintains his sports star facade despite growing aggression. As Ricca embraces her apparent freedom, she remains unaware of the vengeful trap closing around her. The psychological warfare begins in Rika's anthropology class, where the horsemen make their first threats. Damon endangers her mother, while Will and Kai mark her as their target. Damon's warning, "No one fucks with you but us," establishes their dominance. After failing to contact her mother, Ricca seeks help at Michael's penthouse, but instead faces all four men who manipulate her into attending a pool party. Their message is clear. They make the rules, and disobedience means consequences for her loved ones. At the party, Michael displays possessiveness, finding Ricca with Damon. He commands her to pleasure herself while he watches, only for her to discover Kai observing everything. Humiliated, she flees as Kai taunts, "Run all you want, little monster. We're faster." The manipulation escalates when Rika's house burns down and her accounts are emptied. Confronting them at an exclusive club, she learns they've liquidated her assets and potentially harmed her mother. Michael coldly informs her she now belongs to them. The truth erupts devastatingly. The horsemen believe Ricca betrayed them by uploading videos that sent them to prison. Will and Kai were incarcerated for assaulting a police officer who abused his sister, while Damon faced statutory rape charges that ignored his genuine relationship with the mayor's daughter. 3 years behind bars transformed them from protective brothers into hardened men obsessed with revenge. When Will threatens Rika's mother, Ricca attacks him with unprecedented fury. Michael physically steps between them, creating the first visible crack in the horseman's unity as he's torn between brotherhood loyalty and his growing feelings for Ricca. Later, Kai reveals how prison warped their brotherhood. He describes knights planning revenge, their lifeline, and reason to survive. His confession shows how imprisonment twisted their sense of justice into something darker. Their relationship evolves into an intricate dance of dominance and submission. Beneath their power plays lies mutual recognition of matching intensity, a similar capacity for both love and destruction. Through encrypted files and security footage, the horsemen discover Rika never betrayed them. The incriminating videos were crafted by Trevor, Michael's younger brother, whose jealousy and obsession toward both Michael's success and Rika had festered for years. Trevor's manipulation went beyond videos. He destroyed evidence, bribed witnesses, and orchestrated events to ensure his brother's downfall. His jealousy stemmed from childhood, where Michael consistently overshadowed him in their father's eyes, in business, social standing, and especially in winning Rika's affections. The situation climaxes when Trevor kidnaps Rika and forces her onto the Crist family yacht. Using Damon's blackmailed assistance, Trevor reveals his plan: eliminate both Rika and Michael to become the sole heir to the Crist Empire. His confession reveals years of patient planning and accumulated resentment. Michael tracks them through Rika's cleverly activated phone GPS. Trevor strikes Rika with a champagne bottle and throws her overboard. Having anticipated violence, Rika had concealed a broken wine glass shard, using it to cut her bonds underwater before Michael helps her to safety. Michael's defining moment comes when he confronts Trevor, rejecting his pleas before pushing him into the yacht's pool and holding him under. "You would never have been safe. None of us would have been." In the quiet aftermath, Michael finally lets his walls down. Looking at Rika, he confesses, "I love you, Rika." This admission unleashes shared memories: her defending him at 7, his secret attendance at her dance recitals, years of mutual protection behind their indifference. 3 weeks after Trevor's death, life begins normalizing. The horsemen learn Damon fled to Russia after his role in Trevor's plot was exposed. When Michael and Kai discuss pursuing him, Rika insists they've all suffered enough. A flashback reveals when they found a fatally injured dog. Instead of shielding Rika, Michael made her watch as he ended the animal's suffering, teaching her that death can be merciful, a lesson that shaped her understanding of his complex nature. Corrupt chronicles two damaged individuals finding redemption by embracing their darkness together. Their love isn't conventional. It's complicated by power games, vengeance, and shared trauma. Yet it remains authentic to their true selves, forged through adversity. The novel examines how trauma shapes identity. Michael's controlling nature stems from his father's emotional abuse and pressure to succeed. Rika's attraction to danger emerges from a lifetime of stifling protection, driving her toward risks that make her feel alive. Douglas skillfully navigates moral ambiguity, presenting characters who commit reprehensible acts yet remain deeply human and sympathetic. These complex characterizations challenge our ethical boundaries and our investment in morally compromised characters. The story's most provocative idea is that some are drawn to darkness in others because they recognize similar shadows within themselves. When Michael tells Rika, "I see that hunger in you too," he acknowledges their shared desire to break free from societal constraints. In this world of wealth and dangerous games, genuine love means finding someone who sees your darkest self and chooses you anyway.